Should we put some more reverb on it? Huh?
The real reverb I'm gonna add later.
Oh, okay.
But I like to record with reverb. Gets that nice warm feeling.
Agreed, yeah. Ferdinand. Hi, kitty. Meow, meow, meow. Eric rescued a dog today. So I was up in the apartment, and I was just looking out the balcony, and there was this dog, like this Great Pyrenees, beautiful dog, running down Wilson, limping, and it had a collar on, and it had a collar on and everything, and I kind of was like, oh, it's running. Maybe sometimes there's off-leash dogs in our area. So I was seeing, like, is there an owner? There wasn't, and this dog is, like, going into traffic. I yell for Eric because I had to, like, go on a work call and stuff. But Eric is kind of, like, in between customers he's working with, so he was very available. And I was like, there's a dog. There's an injured dog out there. Eric runs. He puts his shoes on. He's, like, running after this dog. The police are coming with him, and like this dog apparently is a foster, and the girl just went out to get groceries, and she left the window just open, like open, not like open, but the dog pushed the screen open and jumped out the window three floors and got hurt, and yeah, ran like a whole mile away. Yeah, so I'm glad that they got the doggy, and the doggy's good. I don't know if, I think it had to be taken to the emergency vet, but it was also heartworm positive. So when animals are heartworm positive, they're not supposed to get their heart rate elevated. So I think he has separation anxiety. 'Cause what animal literally punches through a screen, and but Eric is a saint going and getting this. He was like, I want to get the dog. I was like, no, first and foremost, I don't do boy dogs, I only girl dogs. Something, it's just, but if it really called to me, I would. That dog will find a home. But also, Eric, like, literally the first dog he sees and rescues, he's like, I want the dog. And it was being fostered. And this same guy is going to volunteer for CACC, working with pit bulls and these dogs that are about to be euthanized. Like, Chicago Animal and Care and Control, like, unfortunately, they euthanize. They try not to. But they're not like a rescue. They're run by the city, unfortunately. But I'm like, you're going to come home with like 10 pit bulls. Like, I'm not mad about it, but I just witnessed you being like, I want this dog. I want the dogs. I want. Have you seen those memes of the pit bulls that look like seals? Like their ears, when pit bulls, pit bulls look like seals. When their ears go all the way back, they look like seals.
I'll show you.
They do.
They're so cute. We love them. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm done being a weirdo about animals. I love animals so much. I love all of them. That's why I stopped eating meat, because I was like, I just love animals too much. I stopped. I love animals so much that it's like painful. I'm just like, I love you. I know, not eating meat is not for everybody, but it's okay. I'm not here to convince anybody. It's a he, right? He's a mama's boy. Rue's basically a cat. She's like, no, I'm going to be on my bed. Oh, you're not on the couch? I'm going on the couch. Oh, let me go on the couch, but let me make sure I'm in your area in the most uncomfortable way, and then you eventually want to get off the couch. I love her, though. She's the cutest patootist. Okay, let's go. I love dogs. Tired soul, dragging around myself everywhere I go. I don't see a part of me that's gonna make it past. I can hardly breathe, but I see you, barely brand new. Seen it all, but don't look a shade of blue. You ain't dragging, you say. The same old thing, day in and out, till I'm not listening. When's it changed, Lord? I don't know. This has got to stop before I lose control. But I see you, a tired man, spirit in pieces, doing the best you can. You ain't dragging, you say. No, that was good.